Good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dreams Warp, the podcast that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality. For this episode, we are going to be talking about three very challenging mental, emotional patterns that could really block things from manifesting. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to get over each one and talk about each one in detail. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. Hey there, listener. I hope the content on this podcast helps you in your spiritual practice and that it provides inspiration and motivation for you today. You know, I make next to nothing on this podcast, financially speaking, although there are other rewards that I receive and find extremely valuable. If you're able and willing, consider offering a small monetary donation every month. You can do as little as $1 per month or as much as $10 per month. This would be much appreciated and very supportive. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you are interested in becoming a supporter, just look for a link in the description of the podcast. You'll find it there. Click that link and sign up to become a supporter today. Thanks again. All right, so we're going to be talking about these three thinking-feeling patterns that can really get in the way of manifesting for you. If you're brand new to this podcast, first I want to say thank you for checking it out. This podcast presents all kinds of information related to spiritual development, motivation, manifesting, and really anything and everything that helps you live a happier day-to-day life. On Saturdays, you will find the IQ series that is inspirational quotes. On Sundays, we have our Zen stream. On Tuesdays, we have Tuesday Taoism. And then the rest of the days, you will find two additional episodes, like today, related specifically to a law of attraction topic. So without further ado, let's get into this. I'm going to talk to you about three thinking-feeling patterns, is really what they are, that really can get in the way, trip you up, when you are looking to, I guess manifest is a good word, but truth is they just get in the way, period, of being a happier person, of developing spiritually, of staying motivated. They're just three very common blocks to feeling good. And as we all know, feeling good is a big part of manifesting a better life, manifesting better life condition. So let's get into the first one. The first one that I want to discuss with you is the, and I have mentioned this one before, it's the how mentality. So what is meant by the how mentality? Sometimes, and this happened to me, I'm sure it's happened to a lot of you, you have a big dream. And when you think about this dream, let's say it's to have a multi-million dollar business, or it's to have find your soulmate, or maybe it's to live in another part of the world, or maybe you have a dream to be an artist, to be a musician, to be a sculptor, anything, any big dream that you may have. Many times you may recognize this little voice in your mind that can appear that begins to ask you, well, how are you going to make that happen? That's the how mentality. Now, I want you to kind of tease this apart a little bit, because all hows are not bad, right? I mean, let's be real. Let's be practical here. There are, in some cases, you know, okay, so you brainstorm. You think, okay, well, I want this dream. Let's say I want to, you know, manifest a multi-million dollar business. Okay, well, how can I get started? That's fair. That's a fair question. But here's the key thing, and I'm going to be coming back to this probably a few times as we move on through this episode. And it's basically, this is how you tell a healthy sort of how, meaning kind of like logical brainstorming, just following your inspiration into action, right? There's a difference between that and there's a difference of the how mentality, which is where you get so lost in trying to figure out how you're going to make something happen that it ends up negatively impacting the inspiration that you're feeling when you think about that dream. That's the key thing right there. It's always, always, always comes back to the feelings. So to make this real concrete, okay, make this real concrete for you, let's stick with one example, like this multi-million dollar business. So you say to yourself, wow, I have this dream. I want to have a multi-million dollar business. And you kind of, you use your law of attraction techniques. You can visualize yourself maybe achieving this dream. You could affirm it. You can maybe do some 5x55 stuff. You can do some scripting. You can, all those things, wonderful, 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 right? Then you may sit down at some point and say, okay, well, what are some actions I can start to take? Well, maybe I should get educated on you know, how to get, how, for example, to become incorporated, how to create an LLC. What am I passionate about that I could build a business around? What is there a product that I'm passionate about that I can talk a lot about that I'm good at selling? Those, and as long as, let me be clear, as long as you're thinking about those things and you're still feeling, that's the key thing, you're still feeling good, you're still feeling inspired, you're still feeling driven, you're still feeling motivated, then that's wonderful. Those are what you can call inspired actions. Now you are taking the inspiration and the good feelings that you are hopefully generating through your affirmations, your 5x55, your scripting, your visualizing, whatever. You're taking those good feelings and you are turning them into inspired action, where you're sitting down and you're brainstorming and you're coming up with a plan and you're kind of creating this reality, right? There's a big difference between that, which still, as I said before, feels good. It feels like it your vibration is still high while you're doing that. Now, the type of block is where it starts turning into something other than that. It starts feeling like, oh, well, that's a nice dream, but, you know, look at where I am now. I have no money to get started. I don't know how I'm going to get there. You know, I don't know anybody in business. I don't have any money to invest. I don't even know where to begin. How is this going to happen for me? This is too big. I can't do this. That's the how mentality that I'm talking about, where you get so bogged down in the steps, right? This is kind of like, if you could look at this in a different kind of way, this is where the rational mind can really start to trip up the inspirational process. And, you know, I like, as best as I can, to avoid duality, splitting things into two, but for sake of this topic, it just makes sense, for sake of getting the message across, to kind of talk about the brain and the mind in these two ways, the logical, rational mind and the inspired, emotional mind. So what you don't want to have happen is that you want basically the rational mind to serve the inspirational mind, not the other way around, where you're thinking how mind, rational mind, has jumped into the driver's seat, has thrown inspiration into the back seat, and is basically berating it for having this dream that is just not achievable. That is the how mentality, how your mind, that rational mind, can start getting in the way of your desires. So if you find that you suffer from this kind of thing, what I would recommend you do is you spend at least two sessions a day of, you know, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes all the way up to an hour, whatever you can muster. You just set aside these two sessions to only focus on the visualizing, the scripting, the 5x55. Don't worry about the how. Put down the how. All you need to do is generate the good feelings. That's it. That's all you have to do. And if your small rational mind is still the rest of the time just chattering and blabbing and trying to figure things out and telling you it's not possible, just let it do that. Let it do that. But you say, two times a day, for half an hour to an hour, I am only going to focus on me and my dream, achieving my dream, and focus on generating those really, really good feelings. That is really going to go a long way in getting that other rational mind to kind of settle down, at least come closer to a balance between the two. Now, let's get into Thinking emotional pattern number two. Thinking emotional pattern number two is, it goes basically like this. It's where you are having a, maybe a feeling that you don't enjoy. Like you're having some kind of discomfort, some kind of doubt, some kind of fear, maybe some kind of anxiety. You're just not feeling good. You're not feeling in high vibration. Let's put it that way. You're not feeling high vibration. And what happens, here's what happens. That logical, rational mind starts judging you for not feeling better. Okay? And that is, I would say, oh my goodness, probably like 80, 90% of patients that I work with, for those of you who don't know, new here, I am a practicing psychotherapist. 80, 90% of the patients I work with have this in one form or another. They were either told as children or growing up, as many of us are, most of us are, that what we're feeling is not okay, that we need to either stop crying, suck it up, you know, drive on, you know, you're acting silly or that's stupid, or, you know, and there's these judgments. And these judgments are, they can kind of negatively impact your practice in many different ways. But one of the ways that I find is most pervasive and most difficult is that emotional side of you, that inspirational side of you, it's almost like you build this suppression around it, where you start to build a sort of layer of shame over those feelings. And that is obviously going to impact a couple things. It's going to impact your ability to feel inspired, obviously. And it's also going to negatively impact how well you are able to listen to your emotional guidance to know if you're on the right path. I always say, with all these law of attraction techniques, and even with the first pattern that I was just talking about, the only way to know if you slipped into the how mentality that is negative versus the how mentality that is just, you know, healthy brainstorming, is listening to your feelings, listening to your emotional guidance. That's the only way to tell the difference. So if you have lived for 10, 20, 30 years constantly judging yourself for what you're feeling and telling yourself that you shouldn't feel that way, that is really going to make it more challenging to listen to your emotional guidance to let you know if you're on the right path or not. So in these cases, what I recommend, and this sometimes really, it depends on how severe it is, you really may need like someone else to help you with this, because it's very hard to do this on your own. There's too much subjectivity involved. But you really need to allow yourself to feel whatever you need to feel. One of the things that I love telling patients who sometimes come into my office, and I see this so often, and I want to tell you all the same thing in case you're feeling the same way. They come into the office, they sit down, we get to talking, and at some point in the session, they start crying, and then guess what they do? They start apologizing for crying. Apologizing. And I look at them and I say, why are you apologizing? That's what you're supposed to do in here. that's like what this is made for. Why are you apologizing? And it just shows what a habit it is for people to judge themselves for having feelings, for having their feelings. And a lot of times what I tell people is, you know what? You need to stop judging yourself and beating yourself up for feeling what you are feeling. If you're going through a hard time, then you need to allow yourself to feel something that corresponds to going through a hard time. It doesn't make it any easier to go through a hard time and then judge yourself for having bad feelings about going through a hard time. That's only going to make it worse. It doubles the resistance. So something to keep in mind, if you have painful feelings, difficult feelings, that's okay. Now, we're going to get into the third pattern in just a second, which has to do with going overboard in that direction, meaning going too far and getting stuck in certain feelings. I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit. But first, let me allow here a word from a sponsor. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. Thank you for your patience. Let's talk now about the thinking emotional block number three, right? So the first one was the how mentality. Getting too much into the rational mind, which can kill inspiration. Okay, we need to find the balance. Number two is judging yourself, mentally judging yourself, or you could also say overthinking your emotions, right? Trying to think your way through feelings, or judge your feelings. That's again the rational mind kind of beating up on the emotional part of us. And now we're going to talk about the third one. The third one is, it could be a little bit challenging, okay? The third one is, in a way, it's like the opposite of the second one. So the third one is basically where you have been feeling a certain way for so long. It's kind of become, I don't know if you've heard this before. I talk about it once on YouTube, maybe here on the podcast, how I talk about emotion and feelings and emotions. And feelings, the metaphor that I use, okay, is that feelings are like your climate, okay? It's like the overall vibration that you carry most of the time, okay? It's like your average, your baseline, how you generally feel. Are you generally an optimistic person? Are you generally a pessimistic person? Are you generally someone who tries to see the best in people? Are you generally someone who loves life, who's passionate? That's your kind of flavor, for lack of a better word. That's like your homeostasis. That's your feeling state, your natural feeling state. Now, emotions are, if feelings are the climate, emotions are the weather. So emotions are brought on by things that happen in your life, okay? For example, losing a loved one, very, very sad, right? There's tears, there's crying, there's, you know, grief, all that is normal. There's things that happen, like if you almost get hit by a car, there's fear, right? There's anxiety, there's, you know, discomfort, helplessness. That's normal, but those are typically, they have a certain lifespan. But unless it's like complex grief, where it's like a, you know, very, very, very severe loss, emotions are usually they elapse after a certain amount of time. Once certain amount of time has passed, or in the case of the car almost hitting you, once you're out of that situation, those feelings should fall away, right? Now, you could always look back at the memories of those situations and get a flavor of those feelings, but what I'm saying is they have a certain time frame that they last, and then they should pass, okay? So that's just the way that I define feeling and emotion. Feeling is something that can be, you have a little bit more say in your feeling state, okay, which is your climate, through practices like affirmations, visualizing. Over time, if you're consistent and you're dedicated and you're devoted, I would highly also throw in there meditation, mindfulness, you can change your climate, right? You can change your vibration. You could change your feeling state. And that's what we want to do with our practice. Emotions, however, emotions, and I kind of, for me, it's that word motion. It means something happened in my environment. Something happened in my life that is generating some strong feelings, temporary feelings, emotions, okay? And those, we try, going back to block number two, we try not to judge ourselves for having those too much. Now, the third block, I say all of that I just said to get to the third block. So the third block is where you are stuck in a certain feeling state, meaning a climate that you have now, for whatever reason, you have accepted it as your reality. Like you feel like you can't change it. So in the second block, your thoughts are not letting you experience your emotions. In the third, what's happening is that your feelings, okay, or your vibration has convinced you that nothing can change. So you're not using your thoughts to change the vibration, if that makes sense. That's why I said they're kind of opposite of each other. So what you do in this case is you really, 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 and this is, you know, another one of those situations, like I said, where you may need a third party. You may need a person to kind of help you with this, a coach, a counselor, a therapist, to kind of look at, you know, like, do you feel stuck in a certain feeling state? Do you find that most of the time you're feeling sad, or most of the time you're feeling angry, or most of the time you're irritable, most of the time you're anxious, most of the time, and you feel stuck in this feeling state? And you have kind of hit a point, not necessarily everyone, but I think a lot of people, they hit a point where they just don't feel like this can change for them. The feeling has taken over, and now the thoughts don't seem to have much power to change anything. So in other words, a good example of this would be, you're doing your affirmations, you're doing your visualizing, you're doing your 5x55, you're doing your scripting, you're doing maybe acting as if, but no matter what you do, you just don't feel better. You don't really feel the effect of any of these techniques. You're just kind of like stuck, for a better word. You're stuck in a certain feeling state. And just to really drive this point home, it's not that something happened recently, which would be an emotion, right? Meaning there's no negative major thing that has happened lately to explain why you're feeling this way. You just kind of feel stuck. Now, obviously, extreme forms of this bleeds into, you know, certain mental illnesses like depression, like anxiety disorder, you know, a little bit less so, but maybe bipolar disorder. That's kind of a different animal. But you can kind of see how when you get stuck, for example, in sadness and for a really long time, that would be depression. That's what that would be called. But these are just labels, okay? These are just labels. But what I'm trying to say is that if you suffer from things like anxiety disorder, like depression, you definitely, I would highly recommend seek professional help for that. But what I'm addressing here is maybe it's not quite hitting the level of depression, you know, full-blown clinical depression, maybe not hitting the full level of generalized anxiety disorder or something like that. But you just feel like, you know, I'm trying these affirmations, I'm visualizing, I'm doing this 5x55, but I don't really feel it doing anything. Like, nothing's changing. I just feel like exactly the same. That is what I'm talking about, is that now there's a certain feeling state that is overpowering your thoughts. So I really hope that these three patterns have come across clearly. I realize that when it comes to talking about these things, it can be a little elusive, a little nebulous, a little hard to get a grip on it, and they can also kind of bleed into one another. It just tends to be the way that our minds work, the way that emotions work, right? They're not very neat and tidy and organized. And it's also indicative of the limits of our language, right? Is how well can we capture these experiences and these states. So recap real quick. First one is getting too far into the how, into the logic, the reason, the rationality affecting your inspiration. Number two is where you're overthinking your feelings. You're judging yourself for having feelings and you don't allow your feelings. You feel maybe shameful of feelings. That would be that case. And the third one is where your feelings have kind of hit a stuck point, and it seems like no amount of thinking or no amount of techniques can get you out of it. And for that last one, like I said, sometimes you need someone to help you with that. Okay. So I hope that you find these helpful in your practice. Just check for them in your own practice and see if any one of these may shed some light on perhaps why something hasn't been manifesting for you or hasn't been growing for you. You felt kind of stuck in some area. Hopefully this information helps. I really want to thank you for listening as usual. Stay tuned. I'll be bringing you another Law of Attraction episode tomorrow. And Saturday, we'll be back on our IQ series. All right. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.